My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I think we have three guys that I would want on my team every day of the week. And they've been able to win. And I'm sorry, I think it's a credit to the front office. And these guys have done a great job. It's credit to development. They've done a great job of putting a competitive team on the field year after year after year. And in this year, which I think with Terry Francona not being here, everybody kind of thought, well, okay, let's see what this rebuild's all about. Well, there was no rebuild. Oddly enough, there was no rebuild.
Was it a philosophical rebuild by taking a longtime manager? And then, I mean, he decided to step away. I'm not saying that by taking that and then coming up with someone who no one expected to be a manager for the Guardians. I mean, no one. Who would have called the Stephen Vogt? Nobody. I didn't hear anybody talking about him.
When it came up, everybody was like, really? Okay. Great.
All right, so why do you think this is? Why do you think, like, I'll give you the whole psyche thing. Like, so we'll talk about that, okay? And, you know, we talked about this before the show, too. So is it a fan's perspective? Is it a media perspective on this team? Is it, you know, why is it the way it is for the Guardians that, you know, when they're down, everybody likes to pile on. And when they're up, people are kind of like, oh, okay, well, that's pretty cool. Let's see if they can keep it up. That I don't know the confidence is necessarily there. But if you look at the way they played out the season, second half in particular, you know, you start the second half of the season, you beat San Diego once, then you lose three. You beat Detroit twice, then you lose one, but then you come back and then you take two from Philly. Then you take two from Detroit. Then you split a four-game series with Baltimore. Then you hit this losing streak that ended with Baltimore with those two games there, and then you didn't see another win from – your last win was August 2nd. Next time you find another win is August 10th. And then you go on to win five in a row. Then you lose three in a row. Then you win one, three, two. You know, but just back and forth to where the point is, it's just it is truly a roller coaster the second half of the season, where the consistency of winning seemed to become a little bit easier in the first half of the season. Why is it that we think the way we do about the Guardians?
Well, I think people think differently about the Guardians. I think some people will forever think the organization is cheap. I think the organization is smart. You know, just because you spend money doesn't mean you spend it well. Do I wish this front office had an unlimited budget? Darn right I do. I think they'd be terrific. I think what I do know is that they know how to build an organization under the circumstances that they work in. And as I've always said, if I owned a team, I would run it the way the Dolans do. And I mean, throwing money at stuff like absolute crazy, that's not necessarily good business. And
define what you're trying to say. This is one of those moments where I normally would say something for you.
We know in town that this team doesn't have the same resources that the Dodgers have, that the Yankees have. Hasn't kept our team from being wildly competitive. And to be perfectly honest, Andy, I like it better. I'm not typical. You know, I don't need a championship to make me really like my team. I wish we had one. I haven't had a baseball championship in my lifetime, but I wish we had one. But man, I love watching the team. I love watching how they work. I love watching how they build a team. And I give them credit. And it goes all the way back to when Hank Peters and John Hart started this thing. And it's been continuous. And I just think it's wildly impressive. And I give them a ton of credit. Do I want them to win? Sure I do. If they don't, am I going to be mad? No. And look what they've done this year. Look at this team. I mean, you said there are three guys on this team who are big-time guys. And you know what? I can't disagree with you. And yet they're winning. I just, their bullpen is lights out. They build a part of the team that you can do economically, but you can't miss. And they didn't miss. I mean, these guys, the front office of this team deserves so much more credit than it gets. And it deserves almost none of the grief that it sometimes gets.
Last night, did we find the formula for success for the stretch run here?
Yeah, but I think that's the case for every team. You get good starting pitching and some hitting from guys who aren't your stud players, you're going to win games. I mean, that happens. But we've grown accustomed to that here in town, Andy. We've grown accustomed to having really good starting pitching. Well, we haven't had that this year. You know, there's what, one guy who was a starting pitcher for this team at the beginning of the year? One. And that's Tanner Bibee.
Yeah,
nobody thought Ben Lively would be a key part of this team. Matthew Cobb and Alex, or Matthew Boyd and Alex Cobb were guys on other teams. Boyd didn't even have a team. And Gavin Williams was hurt.
Yeah.
One starting pitcher now started the season in the rotation. And yet, look what's happened.
No, they've done a nice job. I don't know. It's hard not. I think they're a very likable team. You know, you watch the way they play.
And, easy to root for.
Yeah, they are easy to root for because, like we said, this isn't a team, you know, chock full of superstars. And your biggest superstar is a guy that wanted to be here and was willing to take less money to be a part of the team, which will make him a superhero when it's all said and done. Which is probably statue worthy when it's all said and done. And maybe, you know, he can be one of the guys that finds the end of the rainbow here. And can help this team try to, you know, not only get into the playoffs, but advance to as close as they were against the Cubs a couple years ago, where we just kind of close our eyes and wish the rain never fell. So I look at this team. I look at where they are. They're up and down. They're a lot of fun to watch. When they're winning, they're really fun. But I tell you, last week, you know, when they were hanging on to a share of the lead and not even they were behind percentage points wise. And then to see what's happened, Kansas City gets an injury here or there, and then all of a sudden Kansas City goes on the slide. As we've said the whole time, keep your eyes out for Minnesota, and Minnesota's, you know, behind you, but now you've got this series with Minnesota coming up where, you know, you're what? That's like right towards the end of the season. So that's September 16th through the 19th when they take on Minnesota. Those games will be here. It'll be really interesting to see what the crowds are like for that, considering it's a September series against Minnesota during the week. I mean, the fans have been outstanding on the weekends. Outstanding. I mean, they've been throwing 100,000 plus in every weekend, at least 90,000 plus every weekend. And now, you know, you look at this and you say, well, I wonder what it's going to look like when Minnesota's here. Because, I mean, that could be a point, I don't know, with Minnesota. That could be a series where they could actually clinch. If they can get start at least a playoff spot, I would think that for sure that they would have a – I don't know. That's tough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's about 7 games before the end of the season. So you would think that would probably be the right time. They could clinch the Central there if they could take out Minnesota there. But you got a little bit in between you because you've got to finish the series with Kansas City. Then you've got the Dodgers. Then you've got the White Sox. And for some reason, this team that's absolutely – horrible in Chicago. We got to talk about Grady Sizemore from last night here coming up in a bit too. And then Tampa before you actually see Minnesota. They're heading in the right direction, but why are they heading in the right direction? I think that's one of the questions that I want you to tell me. So why don't you? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. A week ago, they were on the gurney and you thought they were slipping away. You didn't necessarily think.
Menigan did. Thus his choice of music.
Which one?
Slip sliding away.
That was me. It was 100% me. I'm not going to throw him under the bus.
Okay.
That was me.
You were wrong.
Like they were. I wasn't. They had slips. They were slipping away. Look, they
and they're back.
Yeah, they had a 9-game lead and they let it slip away.
And they're back.
That's not a. That's factual. That's not something that, you know. And now they've been able to do it, but how and why and do you trust it? And you know, I don't know. I look at this team and they're hot now. And man, if they can stay this way, this could be a really, really fun fall. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps 92.3 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You saw what Brian Rocchio was able to do in last night's game. And, you know, 4 RBI, big night for a guy that's sitting at the bottom of the lineup. And especially right before that home run, he had failed on 2 bunts. And
fouled him off.
So, you know, for him to be able to hit that out of the ballpark after failing on the first 2 attempts on that, because, right, you want to get him in play. That wouldn't be.
Failing.
That's failing.
That's
so
terrible.
Yeah, so he was able to make that happen last night. And he comes up with 4 RBI last night, which to me is, you know, that's that, man. That's what this team needs, man. They need guys like him to be able to come up and support some of the guys that have been coming through all season long. And, you know, even when you look at a guy like Stephen Kwan, who's had, you know, a successful year hitting .294, you know, you still need to have some of those guys at the bottom. I thought that was a part of the mix there when they were having trouble and they were struggling and they were falling back into the pack, is they were getting nothing out of the bottom of the lineup. But then if you look at last night, you know Rocchio was at the bottom. He ends up with 4 RBI. Bo Naylor was 1 for 3. You know, Manzardo steps in there last night. He's 3 for 4. Will Brennan's 2 for 5. And that's all the bottom. And, you know, those are the things that are going to help this team win. That, and along with the starting pitching that we've been able to see over the last 4 or 5 games, it's been pretty exciting and fun. But as far as Rocchio is concerned, Jeff, like defensively, I think we're all extremely calm with it at the beginning of the year, going, okay, you know, he's your guy. But when you're hitting 211, and it's like it's an auto out sometimes when he was going to the plate. And for him to be able to step up last night, I think that's huge, and they need more of it. But as he solidified himself in that spot, you know, 100% for the rest of the year, Jeff, and to feel like, okay, they can win and they can win with him.
Here's the thing. At times, you have to just give young guys a chance to develop. I mean, you just have to. And
because we don't have the cash to put a cash Band-Aid on it? Is that what
you're
saying?
No. Because a guy you think is going to be a good player, well, you got to let him play. And I think we all think Rocchio is a terrific defensive player. I saw him hitting the minors a little bit. I thought, this guy's got something. You know, for sake of argument, Omar Vizquel is a rookie, hit .220. Hit .247 his second year, hit .230 his third year.
He had a lot of Band-Aids around him in that lineup, though.
That was in Seattle.
Okay.
So when he came here, he was hitting, you know, and he hit a little bit in Seattle. They gave him time. You know, he didn't really find his bat until he was about 25 years old. And when he did, terrific. And I think it's the same thing with Rocchio. I think Brian can hit. I just think it's going to take a little time. And people are too impatient sometimes when it comes to good, young, talented players. I mean, what's the most important thing for a shortstop to do? I'd love for it to be Bobby Witt, but, you know, it's not. There aren't very many Bobby Witt Juniors. Rocchio's really good with the D. He'll be okay with a bat. Just give him some time.
Dave is in Bay Village. Hey, Dave, how are you?
Dave?
Hey, guys. You know, I'm really not surprised that they're on a roll, because when they added Cobb and then the guy from Detroit, you know, things started turning. And I know when they announced that they were going to be adding these two guys, I know Dan was kind of chuckling, especially with the lefty. And I don't know. I mean, Antonetti, they really, when I heard interviews with them and read things, they kind of really were pretty sure that these guys were ready to contribute. So I kind of went by that. They didn't seem to hedge at all. I mean, they really felt confident that these guys had something left in the tank.
And Dave, that's where these guys deserve credit. I mean, who pins their playoff pitching hopes on two guys who haven't thrown a pitch this year in the major leagues?
Right.
And they did, and it appears to be working. Appears.
Well, for as much as we all complain about, you know, we're still looking for that power hitting outfielder, which, as it turns out, they may have one that, you know, in Noel.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, these guys know pitching. And I guess when they come out and they make a statement, we're picking up these guys, and we honestly think they're going to be able to help us, I trust them. I think they have earned that trust.
And see, Dave, that's exactly what I said earlier. I mean, and think about it. They did the same thing with Ben Lively.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, I mean, and I try to listen to their comments a lot and read things that they say. And when they don't hedge, and, you know, when they say, well, you know, there's a big difference between, well, we're going to add this guy, and we'll see what he can do. But they weren't saying that. They were pretty much coming out and saying, you know, we really think these guys are going to contribute. And if they're going to sound that sure about it, it's pretty hard to bet against them.
Well, Dave, I'm not trying to be a contrarian on it, but what else are they going to say? Well, we'll see if these guys work. I mean, knowing that they didn't have anybody else.
It's the track record, though.
Yeah,
it's the track record, and you're not to be a smartass here, but you're kind of wrong about that. I mean,
what else are they going to say? I mean, they needed starting pitching. We went into, like I said, we went into that Kansas City game. We didn't have two starting pitchers because one of the guys they brought in, who's having some trouble with blisters and stuff on his fingers, wasn't able to pitch. And so they better believe in the guys they're bringing in, shouldn't they?
That's
their job.
But there's a big difference between we're going to add these guys and hope that they could do something, and then somebody come out and saying, well, we believe they're going to do it. And they said this with a great deal of conviction. So, you know, that's just my perception of it.
It's all right. All right.
You know.
Thank you, Dave. Appreciate
all right.
it. Yeah, I mean, look, they've done a fantastic job over the years of, and I don't know, who was it that coined, I can't remember the interview we're doing, and it just kind of hit me that they're great at thrift shopping. I mean, let's face it, they took two guys that weren't pitching and said, okay, we're going to bank on these guys, and let's see what we can get out of them when they come back in. They've done Chris is fantastic at that. He's fantastic, and he's been, you know, he's been in that position for a long time, and so he gets it, he understands it, but he also knows that it's fragile. So let's hope these guys can keep it up, and I'm thrilled. Please don't think that I'm negative. Jeff and I have been talking about this for the entire season. It's just, it was easy to get concerned when they lost the grip on first place and that they had to find themselves. And yes, I know, I'll get texts from our friends. It's baseball. That's how it works. It's 162. Trust me, I've lived it with these guys before. I understand it. And it's a long process. And I think when you're on the inside of it, it doesn't look the same as when you're on the outside of it. And, you know, we're on the outside of it. I don't care what any of us, we're not the ones on the inside. So these guys internally had to figure out a way, you know, to stay the course and not fall off the face of the earth and not panic, especially for a young team, to not panic when you lost, a 9-game lead in the American League Central. And then they were able to build it back up. And part of its schedule, part of its health, a lot of its health, to be able to have a couple guys that you can trust to go out there. And then, again, you got what you got last night. Like, as I watched last night, I'm like, all right, hey, this team might be ready for the playoffs. They look like they're in a good position. If you can get, you know, if you can get three and hopefully a fourth starter to feel like they can go out there and give you 5-6 innings during the playoffs, you've got a shot, man. You've got a shot.
And last four games make you think that that's here.
It does.
But it's, I mean, that's small sample size for some of this, but you just need some consistency here.
And then we'll see how it rolls. You know, you head off to Los Angeles here. That's not an easy trip.
Mm-mm.
It's not. And so, you know, we'll see what happens. It's just, I don't know. I'm excited. I want to see what happens. But what more do you need to see here then, Jeff? Because I think you're on board. What else would you like to see from these boys trying to move forward here? And to give you a better feel, more confident feel on where they're going.
The starting pitching has to continue to be okay. Doesn't even have to be great, Andy. The last four games are a blessing. If this team gets that kind of starting pitching the rest of the way, they're going to make a deep playoff run. I'm convinced of that. Only thing it, I think, needs to really add to the mix, and I don't know if you can add it, is keep some hot bats. You bring up Kyle Manzardo. He's been pretty good since he came up. Makes me wonder why you waited, because the team was struggling offensively. But you kept your versatility. I have no idea. You know, I said too many times, and I didn't mean to bash two guys, but you didn't need both Schneeman and Freeman. Well, you still don't. But Manzardo has come up and hit the ball, and maybe he could have come up and hit the ball beforehand. Might have helped. Lead it might be even bigger than 4.5.
I'll be interested to see how they play tonight. You know, they know they've won the series, right? And they get Lugo tonight. So he's 14-8. You go back and look at his last three starts. He's gone at least five innings in all three of those starts, but two of those starts he's gone seven innings. Man, he had a rough one against Philly there. Gave up 11 hits. But this should be the showcase game of the series, don't you think? If you're Kansas City, man, you're borderline desperate now. You're letting it slide away.
They don't win this one. They're 6.5 back, Andy. That's tough.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
That's tough in September. They win tonight, they're okay. They're 4.5.
Just looking at Dan, what are your thoughts on all this stuff?
A four and a half game lead is not insurmountable by any stretch. So I mean, but
it's tough.
You put no. Well, 6.5 is a lot tougher.
True.
I mean, they've done everything. They caught fire at the exact right time that they needed to catch fire. And the starting rotation has been the one that's done it. Mm-hmm. And it's almost like the starting rotation started to finally carry the hitting for a little bit, and then the hitting started waking up. And more than anything else, man, it saves your bullpen. A bullpen that was seriously taxed. And now that pen has had a few days that it can kind of rest. I mean, what? We're at three or four starts in a row of six innings?
Four.
Which in modern baseball is...
Gavin Williams won seven in one of those.
Yeah, modern baseball, that's massive. I mean, that's as good as it gets. And Matthew Boyd on the hill, and let's see if he's got another six-inning start in him. I mean, I'll be the first... I'll come out and say right here, I was wrong on Matthew Boyd. I was wrong, flat out.
Oh, Jeff was singing his praises before.
Hey.
No, what I was singing, it wasn't him. It was the trust in the front office. They thought this guy was worthy of being signed and brought back over a 4 or 5 minor league starts and being an addition to the rotation for the stretch drive.
You know, if that dude
they've shown that they were correct.
If he pitches the way he did against Pittsburgh, that's a legit signing. That's going to make some noise. He limited the hard contact, got a lot more swing and miss. Hopefully there is more of that, because that's far more consistent than guys just ripping balls as hard as they can and fielders making great plays.
You know what I hate? His contract's up at the end of the year. I hate it.
I'm okay with that one.
Frank Stamps is going to join us next, former Browns linebacker. We're going to talk a little bit of football with him as the Browns get set to open up the season against Dallas on Sunday. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And
thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.